Wendy, do you want to remind Orion that he can't just blurt stuff out whenever
he... What did he say?
I think he said, I read a book. I don't know. He did read a book. I know he's got a bunch of books in his office, but he just decided he'd share that at a very peculiar moment.
All hell is breaking loose.
Yep.
That's embarrassing when we have a guest waiting on the phone.
So embarrassing. This is the bonus hour, everybody. Welcome to the bonus hour. Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder here for you. Anytime you want to call us, you can. You already know the number. 312-235-2525. Now, we're going to start out with a story that I saw this morning that really is so fantastic for so many different reasons. And we'll get into some of those reasons in just a little bit. But first, let me introduce you to the star of the story, or one of the stars of the story, Kenan Watkins, who's on the line with us right now. Kenan, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for being here. Here's what you need to know about Kenan. Kenan is a father, a very loving father, as you're about to find out, of two wonderful girls. And their names and ages, Kenan, are what?
I'm sorry. That's one boy and one girl.
One boy and one girl. I apologize.
Yes.
Their ages and names?
Ash is about to turn 11 this month. Ayla, my daughter, just turned 9 last month.
All right. Now, so you had to do a little shopping trip because of Ayla. But explain, because I can't even do this justice. Explain Ayla's the little quest that she put you on, please, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, roughly a week ago, I'm getting the kids ready for bed, you know, baths, dinner, all that, homework, and cooking dinner at the same time. And Ayla asks me, you know, Daddy, can you take Davy, which is her favorite baby doll, with you everywhere you go tomorrow? And, you know, I just kind of absentmindedly said, yeah, you know, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, really? Real big. And I'm like, oh, no, what did I just, what did I just say? And,
careful what you say yes to when you're not listening.
Right. But then I was like, yeah, I guess, I'll do that. And she says, well, will you take pictures and take him shopping for clothes? I was like, oh, gosh, yeah, I guess I will. I mean, I'd hate to, disappoint.
You don't want to disappoint a kid? No, never.
No.
Not your kid, anyway.
No.
No.
No. So it's you in the car with the baby.
In a baby seat?
I hope so.
Yeah, well, I didn't actually have the proper baby seat for him, but I put him in some sort of booster seat because I was gonna take a couple pictures for her, and I wanted her to be,
She's gonna reprimand you if he's not in a baby seat.
Right, exactly. She definitely would. And so I took pictures of him in the seat, and we went and got a soda, and I let him pretend to get into the cheesy poofs and stuff. And,
So, where is Ayla during all this, by the way, Kenan? Is she in school? She is? Okay.
Yeah, she's in school.
Yeah.
And that seemed to be one of the questions a lot of people had, like, what is this weirdo doing? Where's his daughter? But that's what her request was basically trying to prove that I cared about Davy,
as much as she did.
Yeah, exactly. And,
you've got
to
describe yourself, though. You're a tall drink of water, aren't you?
I'm roughly 6'2 or 6'3, depending on if I'm wearing my boots or not, which I usually am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 250 pounds.
Couple of tats?
A few tattoos, one being a Punisher skull that covers the entire back of my head. So, it's a little bit odd when they see me.
The kind of dad that we think of, like, remember Robert Young in Father Knows Best, Wendy? It's similar,
right,
only a little bit different.
But really, you're thinking of this, Kenan, and I didn't think of this until you mentioned it. You're a big dude, you're tatted up, and you're walking around with a doll, and I guess people might go, should we call the authorities?
That had crossed my mind a couple of times, but, in the end, it was something innocent, and I could easily explain it, so I wasn't that worried about it.
So I guess where you're getting full attention is, you're told that one of your duties there with Davy, the doll, is to find him a new outfit. He needs some clothes, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
And I have no idea where these would be in the Goodwill where I was at, so I had to approach a worker there and ask her. And, she kind of glances at me, and you can see kind of a little bit of a look on her face, but then she, smiles and happily tells me where it's at.
Yeah.
After I pick out a couple outfits, she kind of questions me a little bit, what's the deal here? I tell her, and I mean, she just starts gushing over it and running in the back and telling her friends that work there or whatever. And you know, the whole time I'm just thinking, you know, this is kind of the last thing I really wanted, you know. But she says, can I take a picture of Davey? And I assumed that that was just Davey that was getting the picture taken at first. The original picture, I'm just kind of looking down at him. I wasn't, you know, expecting myself to be in it.
Right.
Later on, yeah, I figure out that she has posted this to Facebook with the story. And, you know.
And people ate it up.
To post the rest of mine.
People loved it. All right. Why do you think? Why do you think? What did people see?
In this day and age, that people don't fully expect or necessarily even believe that a father would do something like that out of, you know, pure love.
Yeah.
You know, it's, to me, it's nothing big. You know, I'm so surprised by this whole thing that it just blows my mind. You know, in my family, my dad would have done that type of stuff for me. You know, a little bit of embarrassment, you know, is worth a lifetime of, you know, her love.
Sure.
To me. So,
yep.
Yeah.
You know what is so important, though? When a kid asks you to do something and you say, yes, I'll do it, kids hold you to your word. And if you don't stick to it, that's heartbreaking for them.
You're right. And another comment that I got was, well, why didn't you just wait? Tell her, no, we'll wait till you get home or whatever, and we'll go together. Which, obviously, I did later, you know, throughout the week I've taken her with me.
Yeah.
But that's not what she asked for. You know, she's asking me to show that I care about her interests, her doll, you know what I mean? So,
did she appreciate this, Keenan, when she saw what you...
Oh, my God.
Did she,
She has never stopped smiling since this. It's just, like, the greatest thing to her. Today in the mail, someone has sent her something that they bought for Davey, a little bitty car seat thing that so she can easily carry it around. It was an anonymous person from somewhere in Texas. I have no idea. But it's really cool. She really loves it.
Oh.
Now, Ayla calls Davey her baby, her son. So is Davey your grandson?
Oh, absolutely. When I posted my pictures finally, I put, you know, Davey and Grandpa's day out. She like makes me hold him while she waits for the bus because she don't want him out, you know, outdoors. He's a newborn.
Sure. It's not safe. Now, you know, all right, so there's a couple of lessons to be learned here. Lesson number one is a father's love for his daughter, for one of his children, for both of his children. I'm sure I'm shocked that Ash, your son, at some point isn't going to go, hey, this is what you did for her. Now you got to help me out a little bit. I'm sure that's coming. But here's the other thing. It really falls under the category of you cannot judge a book by its cover. You're a very imposing looking guy, and many of us would think, well, that's not the kind of guy who would go all out and do something like this, but you proved everybody wrong. You are absolutely the kind of guy that would do something like this.
Well, you know, family's first, always.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Are you a Star Wars fan? Because Ayla is a Star Wars character.
I'm aware that it is a Star Wars character, but before that, it was a character in a book series, Clan of the Cave Bear.
Mm-hmm. Daryl Hannah was in that movie.
Daryl Hannah, yes, exactly. And that's who I named her after because it was the strongest female character I could think of.
Yep.
Oh, that is so sweet.
And you're a Punisher guy. You're a Frank Castle guy?
Absolutely, because, I mean, he's 100% motivated by family.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the loss of his family is what set him on his journey. So.
Oh, you're a good guy. You are such a good guy.
You better
guy.
Get the best Father's Day gift from Ayla this year. I got to tell you. And Davey better take you out for lunch.
Yeah, they ask me every year what I want, and I say, I've already got it.
Oh.
I'm telling you, and, you know, as tough as anyone may look or feel, as soon as you have kids, your whole life changes.
Oh, and definitely. I told them they saved my life, and they'll remind me all the time.
Such a sweet story, and in this day and age when everybody's being rude to one another, we just wanted to get this on the air and share it, because it's a father's love. That's what it is.
Well, I definitely appreciate the notice.
Are you getting a lot of notoriety today? I'm sure you are, right?
I am. You know, I've been out to eat with my wife, and the waitress comes up and says, you look just like that guy. And I'm like, well.
That's because I am.
Yeah.
Put Davey on. I want to talk to Davey for a minute.
Right, yeah.
Keenan, it was so great to talk to you. And really, this story for both Wendy and myself and anyone who hears it, it warms your heart. And it just says, some guys will go that extra mile. You went that extra mile. And good for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You're a great daddy poo. Is that what the kids call you?
They call me a lot of things. But that's one of them.
Daddy poo. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
nice Kenan. To meet you.
Take care. You. All right.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that a beautiful story? I mean, I love hearing stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so weird when you, honestly, when you promise a kid something, they're not going to forget till you deliver it. So I hope people remember that.
Yeah.
Don't make promises lightly. Because it really, had Ayla come home from school and he didn't do it,
right,
she would have been heartbroken.
So disappointed. But he went out of his way. And really, it's such a fluke because unless that girl at the Goodwill, the counter girl, takes a picture or two, this goes unnoticed and it shouldn't go unnoticed. He really, you know, he obviously loves his kids. His kids love him. Oh, I love stuff like that. That's great. All right, we'll take a little bit of a break. We'll come back. We have a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on the Bonus Hour, the Stream of Consciousness on WGN.
This is much easier than working on the chain gang, I'll tell you
that. Oh, this is far easier than working on a chain gang. There's no doubt about that. Wendy, we lost the father of two actors just a few short days ago, but he's also known, and I had heard this about him years and years ago and didn't really think much of it until I just read his obituary, but a man named Robert Wilson has died. Robert Wilson is the father of both Luke Wilson and Owen Wilson, and then there's a third Wilson that people always forget about. There's Andrew Wilson. He's also... He doesn't have the notoriety that his other
brothers. He's another
brother? Yeah.
From the same mother.
From the same mother and the same father.
Can you talk like Owen Wilson?
I think everyone has it in him a little bit, yeah.
You gotta be more nasal.
Very nasal, yeah.
What happened to his nose?
I think he was hit by a bus.
It looks like it.
I'm pretty sure that a bus hit him. Actually, you know what's funny about that is that in the pictures of the late Robert Wilson, they show him in his study with pictures of his sons when they were young, and his son, Owen, a great actor, but he does have quite a nose. But at the time, there's a picture of him. He looks like he's like 9 or 10 years old, and he still has a very, very large nose that we...
Well,
we,
it's not just large.
No,
it's smushed.
It's, yes, someone pushed it in.
Why don't you get that fixed when you're an actor?
Oh,
not you pay for it.
You know, if he wants me to pay for it, I'll pay for it. I feel like he's taking advantage of me. But, all right, so Robert Wilson died. So, of course, we know him as the father of the Wilson boys, of Luke and Owen and Andrew. But do you know what else he did?
No.
He has a huge accomplishment in the world of comedy, and he never gets credit for it. Now, I had heard this about him years ago and didn't really think much of it. I thought, oh, maybe he did that, maybe he didn't. But it says it right here in his obituary. Without him, without Robert Wilson, we here in the United States would not have been treated to the comedy of Monty Python's Flying Circus.
What?
He's the one. He worked for a public television station in Dallas, and he saw some video of Monty Python's Flying Circus that was running in England, and no one in the United States had heard of Monty Python. It meant nothing to anybody here in the U.S., and he was watching some film of Monty Python, and he was loving it. And he goes, this is so funny, and we don't have anything like this, and no one's running it. We're going to start running it in Dallas at our PBS station. So he bought the rights to it. They ran it in Dallas. The rest of the PBS stations saw it. They enjoyed it. And because of that, Monty Python became a huge hit in the United States.
Well, thank God for him.
For Robert
How
Wilson.
How old was he?
He was 76 when he died a few short days ago. Died on Friday.
This is too many young deaths.
Yes.
And I know.
We now are considering any death.
Under 100 is young. Too young.
Right. If you're 100 and beyond and you die, we will certainly feel sorry for you. But we will say, well, they lived a good, full, long life. But if you're 99 or 98 or something like that and we hear of your passing, we will say that is too young to die. It's because... Our numbers are getting higher.
I was mentioning my age to somebody yesterday, and I was off by a year because I just switched in February, so yes. I'm still new to it. So
yes.
Thanks for refreshing my memory.
Well, you know what happens is when you're a kid, you always remember how old you are. There's never a time when you're a kid that you don't know you're 9 or 10 or 11. But you were talking to somebody, and you said, you know, me, and you said your age, and then I did. I quickly reminded you that you were a year older than you were.
Yeah.
You were expressing, and you didn't seem that happy about it.
I just, you know, I guess I've officially hit the bottom because it's like you don't care anymore. It's like I'm off by a year, and I've never been one of those women to lie about my age.
Right.
My weight, yes, yeah. But not my age.
Yeah. I think the true test of when you are getting older is when you no longer say that you're something something years old, but you say you're something something years young. I think that's the turning point when you go, I'm 88 years young, and then everybody nods and they go, well, that means you're old.
Can I tell you, I will never say that ever as long as I live, which
it'll
could be until tomorrow.
It'll say it in Sneed's column on your birthday. Wendy Snyder, 83 years young. Spooling pasta.
So I'm going to live till 83.
I was being kind.
You're a mean, mean man.
We must take a break.
No, we not.
We're not. We're not taking
time,
any break.
And
I'm not taking a break. Are you taking a break?
No, but I don't know who's doing news. Well, because Judy Pilak usually walks in, and she's not here right now. Ryan Burrow filled in for her yesterday.
Do we just make up the news? That's all Judy does.
She does not.
She just makes it up. There's no basis of truth to any of it. She just said, it's fake news, Wendy.
I will tell you that there is some fake news going around Facebook, which I will share. We started the show on the terrestrial radio on WGN AM 720.
Yeah.
And we were talking about you bought a couple of pints of ice cream to leave in your freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw something on Facebook. I know Ben and Jerry are not really huge supporters of Donald Trump.
Right.
And there was an ice cream container making its rounds on Facebook that was called Impeachment. And Donald Trump's face was on the cover of it.
A new Ben and Jerry's flavor, Impeachment.
Right.
Yeah,
and first of all, I wouldn't ever mix peach with mint.
Two great flavors that don't necessarily gel well together, no.
But I went to Snopes.com, and it is not a thing.
We've been hoodwinked.
We have been hoodwinked. I know somebody must have...
They photoshopped it.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
The claim is Ben and Jerry's created impeachment flavored ice cream for Donald Trump. But if you go to Snopes.com, which I like to go to, it's false. An image purporting to show a new Ben and Jerry's. Stop, lady.
What was that?
Some woman just started talking on my phone.
Hmm.
An image purporting to show a new Ben and Jerry's ice cream released to commemorate President Donald Trump called Impeachment appeared on social media shortly after the 2016 presidential election and circulated widely thereafter.
Yeah.
It's not as far-fetched as it may seem at first glance because founders Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield have advocated for political causes in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It says Impeachment filled with tiny hand-shaped waffle cone chunks dipped in orange-flavored Russian chocolate floating in peach and mint ice cream with a marshmallow swirl.
That does sound good.
I don't like...
I'm not a fan of peach things.
I love peach things. Not mint, though.
It's a weird sell to put them together.
And first and foremost, how you know it's fake is they spelled marshmallow wrong.
They did? Oops.
It's like marshmallow, not marshmallow.
Mellow. Right. Oh.
So if you're going to, you know, do things, make sure. It drives me nuts when people spell things wrong. Judy Pilak's in the studio. You read these stories online. There are so many mistakes.
Yeah.
Words have been forgotten or they double up on the words. Are there no proofreaders anymore? I guess there's no time. You get
that's
it out.
That's a clear indication of fake news. That's how you can
tell. If something is spelled incorrectly.
Oh, yeah. Or someone sends you an email that they're trying to pose to someone else. Yeah, it is shocking how terrible grammar and spelling is.
Grammar
A-R.
Grammar and spelling.
And that's what I love when you get into an argument on Facebook, which I am having a hell of a time unfriending people. If you put something that is against what I believe in, now I just unfriend people.
Oh, it's that simple.
I need to open up some space anyway. I'm at my limit.
Oh.
So it's funny when people argue with each other and spell things like grammar, ER, and it's like, no, if you're going to argue, get it right.
I know.
It drives me insane. I hope she will stay because we have an interesting story.
Oh, Judy.
Oh, I'm staying.
Wait till you hear this story.
I can't wait. Go.
You know, when they first approached Wendy and me about doing the stream, and this was 1973, and the stream didn't even exist at the time, and we said...
And you were like, what craziness are you talking about?
Seems like a demotion.
It's like living on Mars.
Right. It didn't seem right to us at the time. So we waited a couple of years. Now we're on the stream. And they said, you know, you can do stories online, on the internet, on the stream that you can't do on regular radio. There's a lot of stories that I'm sure you guys would love to do, but you can't do them. Too offensive, they said.
Oh, too offensive. Yeah. Okay.
Too risque. Too much for more sensitive listeners.
Well, then I should leave.
Wendy, you should definitely leave for this.
I'm very sensitive.
Do not stick around for this story. All right. Here it goes. Now, I want to caution people, even though this is the stream, even though it's the internet, I'm sure some people will be offended by this story. I'm offended by this story. Are you? You know a little bit about it. This is offensive.
Bill's a shock jock.
I am a shock jock.
Hear it. I can't wait.
I'm a shock jock.
Do you think I'll be offended?
You will not be. You will not be. I don't think you'll be at all. You will ask for more. When this story's over, you'll say, I would like more of
this story. I'll be like, you call that a story?
Right. Right.
Well, maybe you should put this into your newscast during the RoCon with Anna DeVlanta show.
Would you do Wendy and myself a favor? Just slip the story in between the other stories.
Don't say slip it in.
I'll do it for a dollar.
All right. I can't have a dollar on me. I got a buck on me. All right. A 65-year-old man in, you guessed the state. Go
Florida?
Ahead. Yeah,
all
Wendy.
Right. I already hate it.
Hard to imagine, but yeah. A 65-year-old man in Florida says that the impressive size of his penis is to blame for his girlfriend's choking to death during sex, and he wants to let the jury see his manhood for themselves to prove his case.
Let me show you what I'm talking about.
Zip.
Oh, my God.
You better be like, zzzz.
Yeah, it would take a long time.
Is he accused of killing her?
She choked to death.
And he's accused of murdering her?
Yes.
Is it first-degree murder or is it involuntary manslaughter?
Oh, that's a question I was not prepared for. I don't know the answer to that.
I'd say involuntary.
I'm going to tell you right now, this will be on News or Rose this week, and I will.
Do you think? Yeah,
you'll know.
Richard Henry Patterson, who lives in Margate, which is not far from Fort Lauderdale, is accused of murder.
Murder!
Thank you, Jessica Fletcher. He has always admitted that he choked his girlfriend, 60-year-old Francesca Martinez, but he did not say exactly how he choked her to
death. With his hands? Was it murder by hand?
No.
It was murder by penis.
Yes.
Right. Oh, God, Judy.
He now claims that she died while performing.
Yeah.
You know. And his attorneys want a judge's permission to show the jury his penis to prove that it is large enough to cause such an accidental choking death. Now, a lot of times, you'll get a hung jury. But
you just have to do it.
This will be a well-hung jury.
Patterson's attorney, Ken Padowitz, says that the size of his client's manhood is key to his defense. Exhibit A. Exhibit B.
Exhibit P.
Exhibit P. Your Honor.
And it might even go into Exhibit C.
Right.
Right.
Depending how big the table is.
Right. And how cold it is in the courtroom.
Okay. You know what? Who cares? I guess you could choke anyone.
If
you choke him, you choke him.
Did he not see that she was choking?
Right.
Oh, he didn't care by that point.
Wasn't she making the Heimlich, you know, at some point?
Didn't they have a safe word?
Right. Oh, no.
Nobody needed to hear that.
That was extemporaneous.
That wasn't me.
That was uncalled for. Dr. Ronald Wright, an expert witness. Can you be an expert at this? I don't know that you can be.
He's the right one.
How could you be an expert witness in this? Only Ron Jeremy could have been an expert witness in this case. Dr. Ronald Wright, an expert witness and former medical examiner, will testify that her death is consistent with being accidentally sexually asphyxiated, is what he wrote in his motion.
What motion?
The motion of the ocean. Could the large penis defense...
I've heard that before.
Oh, who hasn't? This is the most commonly used defense.
It's never true.
No.
It's always a lie.
Right. If you have to say it.
Right. Could the large penis defense have a chance of creating reasonable doubt in this case?
It doesn't matter. He's still
killed
her.
When in doubt,
Wendy. Whip it out.
That's what they say, even in a Florida courtroom. According to the autopsy, Martinez showed no signs of trauma. This isn't funny. There were no bruises on her neck.
Well, okay, so see?
So that would almost play into the large penis defense, as we say in the courtrooms.
Okay, but again, the woman is dead.
She is. She choked. There's no doubt about it that she died of asphyxiation. So no choke marks would indicate
that it was something
else. Internal. It was not external. It was internal.
But he still murdered her.
Yeah. Yep. But the autopsy also notes that the body was in an early stage of decomposition, making some bruising more difficult to detect with certainty. This according to the Florida Sun Sentinel.
What, he didn't call authorities
after she wasn't breathing?
Right, so that would be...
Decomposition takes a little while. He didn't call authorities after, you know, hey, honey, could you get me a beer?
Exactly.
And she doesn't move.
Or was that good for you? Hello?
Something.
Hello?
You want some response.
Right.
You want some response. Right. The medical examiner was unable to reach a definitive conclusion about the cause and manner of the death. It is rare in a murder case that the medical examiner can't say the manner of death is a homicide.
He's
this according
off.
To Padowitz. He already did.
Oh, boy.
Because that's right there. Oh, stop it.
You Judy. Set him up for that.
I am a news person.
That was Pippin to Jordan. That was Jordan to Jordan. It was so obvious.
Patterson's attorney called his argument a variation on the rough sex defense that has been used in numerous trials across the country over the years.
But rough sex where someone dies is still a crime.
But I think you could make the argument in any rough sex
I'll listen
trial,
to the expert here.
I would say that person was conducting themselves in a certain manner, thus the rough sex, that would indicate that too much of it would end tragically. In this case, she just choked, so there may not be the intent there.
I'm surprised they're even going with the rough sex defense,
right.
Because he could just... According to him, the big man,
right.
Just say it's just regular sex for me.
Right.
All right.
He
but
could
listen,
say, how could I help
accident.
Myself?
Yeah. It
was... I couldn't possibly help myself.
Really? Because she was turning blue. That would have been the
that's
sign.
The thing. I mean,
or showing how... some kind of distress.
Right.
Right.
Although,
right.
I guess you
five
could
more
argue.
Seconds. That's what I mean. He could have stopped it.
He could have.
Totally
well,
guilty.
Well, he could claim that he didn't notice. I mean, you're not really
right.
focused on
he could
certain
say,
things like faces.
Well, I guess so.
Depending on what position was being used.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. That
so are the
out.
Jurors going to see it? Because I've always
you
wanted to be on jury duty.
On this jury, I'd just be like, ugh.
I wouldn't look. I refuse to look.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. That's what they're still trying to...
Oh, you know everyone's going to look.
Yeah, who's not going to look at this point? It's pertinent to the case. You could, if you were the other lawyer, you could call a mistrial if they didn't look, because you could say this is so paramount to the case, and those jurors are not looking. All 12 jurors, one per inch, must look. They must look.
Is the judge considering the request? Is that what's
I think they are. That's what it looks like. Patterson told his daughter in a text message that he did something bad.
Okay, that's not something you text to your daughter.
That is awkward. Well... But that's vague enough.
I was a bad daddy.
Yes, he was. He later told a friend, I choked her. I choked Francesca.
But didn't call anyone.
Doesn't seem like he did, no. He said that he choked her. This according to Padowitz again. He never said that he strangled her. So the differentiation between those two is key to this, right? Choking seems more accidental. Strangled means there was some sort of intent, right?
Some people who strangle someone would still say choked. I think that's just...
Yeah.
I don't think you can put that into the evidence pile.
A British man, Philip Martins, attempted an identical defense back in 2011 during his murder case, but he is now serving a life sentence.
Oh, that didn't go well for him, did it?
It did not go well. Penis size has been used as a legal argument in other cases. I had a jaywalking case a couple of years ago. I tried to use it.
Your Honor.
Of course I was jaywalking.
I couldn't even tell where it was.
Right.
It was
I was off,
over here.
I was out of balance. Last year, the lawyer for a Canadian man accused of choking and assaulting two sex workers in 2013 claims that he could not have committed the crimes because his penis was too small.
That's not the defense you want to take, I gotta tell you,
no.
If you're a guy.
No.
Couldn't have been me.
Where are the scales of justice? I want to prove once and for all that I am too small. The two women testified that Jock Rushop,
perfect name,
who had been registered as a sex offender since 2005, paid them to perform oral sex in the backseat of his truck. According to New York Magazine, one woman said he kept asking her to take off her pants, and when she refused, he put her in a chokehold and then flipped her on her back, asking, "Who's in charge?" She said she couldn't breathe and may have lost consciousness, but that's as far as that went. Rushop's lawyer argued that he couldn't have penetrated the woman. Oh, now it's getting too graphic.
Yeah, come
now
on.
Now it's getting far too graphic.
Stream or not.
That's too graphic.
Where did you get this story?
Mad Magazine. This was on heatstreet.com.
Mm, okay.
Whatever that means.
It's a website that it's a website source. That deals with law cases having to do with people who are either
with
too
large. Penis defense.
Yeah. Heat Street. I think that says it all.
Right. It does.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Well, I'm anxious to find out if the jurors have to view that.
How big does he say?
It doesn't. You know, I looked. I couldn't find any reference.
You think someone
to
who's that.
That
much of a braggart would know?
Right. That they would. That
they'd offer that information.
That would
yeah.
be part of the story. You would think. Yeah. It doesn't say anywhere. Just that the focus now is whether or not the judge will decide if it's pertinent to the case that the jury takes a look or not.
And this is in Florida.
This is, believe it or not, Wendy, this takes place in Margate, Florida. Can't believe that it's a Florida story.
Look at the shape of the state.
Right.
It's perfect.
Right. All right. Well, we will take a break. Are you glad you stuck around?
I might be able to come back.
You're very happy you stayed?
That's 20 minutes of my day.
Yes. Yes. Stick around more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
He's large. 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 And he's mine. Not a man.
Enough of that behavior.
Where's this from?
Well, this is the great Shelley Duvall playing Olive Oil in Popeye the Musical, the Robert Altman movie Popeye.
Can I tell you, I really adored that movie. I really did.
Yeah,
she
was pretty good.
The best.
She was perfect as Olive Oil.
And Robin Williams as Popeye.
Right. Right.
What was the grandpa's name?
Poop Deck Pappy. Ray Walston.
I just wanted you to say that.
Ray Walston played him.
He was good in that, too.
He
it
was
really
good. Everyone
was good.
Was good.
Movie.
Yeah.
I have more, you know, I sometimes like to check your stories. I should probably check them before you go on the air with them.
Sure.
But this story is...
It's big.
It's all over the place.
We're both right.
And Richard Patterson.
Yes.
Nickname... What's the nickname for Richard? That's why I thought it was a fake story.
Oh, because the name is Richard? No, this is real.
You mean Rich?
Yeah, Ricky Rich.
Or another name
Richie.
That some people named Richard go by.
Rick.
I don't know.
65 years old. Here's some more stuff. If the judge allows Patterson to show his private part, because that's his defense, the penis defense.
Yes. The large penis defense.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're not questioning whether or not he has one. It's the size.
His lawyer requested that it happen outside of public view with only the judge, a bailiff, the lawyers, and the jury present.
No. Well, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, I don't know if they'd go to...
Where
the judge's
go?
Quarters?
Right.
Hindquarters?
Where do you go where this is appropriate?
I don't know. No hearing date has been set. Patterson faces second-degree murder charges. Jury selection is set to begin May 15th, so that's 5 days away. The victim's son is not amused by this defense tactic.
I bet not.
He says it's a desperate man trying a desperate tactic, says the victim's son. He's just trying to get off the hook.
Wink, wink, wink.
Neighbors of this man said that his mom was unhappy in her relationship with Patterson. 2 days before she died, they were arguing, shouting at each other, said a neighbor.
Mm.
And the woman spoke only Portuguese. She was trying to break off the relationship.
Was she already able to speak Portuguese, or did the stress from this case force her to speak Portuguese?
That I don't know.
Doesn't say.
And as Bill pointed out, the autopsy, Martinez's body showed no signs of trauma. The autopsy also notes that the body was in an early stage of decomposition, so making some of the bruising more difficult to detect. Again, if you think, you know, if you text your daughter and said, I've done something awful,
right? Is that what he said?
Yeah, then you call the authorities. You can't just, like,
right.
Well, that's, I'm just going to leave her here. Maybe she'll be okay.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't know that he handled this as well as he could have.
I got nothing. I can't talk.
Right, that's fine.
All right. Well, this is a weird story.
Well, and, I would think. Yeah, this is. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Help me with this, because I don't remember exactly how this played out. But when Michael Jackson was going through his court case, or one of his court cases, didn't they make Michael Jackson expose himself? But I think in that case,
because of his pigment colors from alopecia, was it?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think he had to also expose himself. But I'm almost sure that the way they did it with him is somebody took a picture of him and then they showed the picture in court. I don't think he had to physically, like, stand up on, you know, the witness stand and pull his pants down or anything like
well,
that.
Well, if he did, he'd have a glove on it. yeah, I've never heard of the large penis defense.
That you care to talk about anyway.
This just seems like a stretch.
How long did you think of that?
I swear to God, I didn't mean that, but it does. It seems like a stretch.
All right.
You know? I mean.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Find more of these stories for tomorrow, will you?
Oh, I got dozens of them.
Oh, good.
Now, I found it at HeatStreet.com, but then you looked it up, and it's on a bunch of legitimate news sources. Not that Heat Street isn't, but it's not one of your better-known news sources. But it's all over the place. I think I first saw it on Huffington Post this morning.
New York Daily News, New York Post, Daily Mail.
M-A-L-E or M-A-I-L?
M-A-I-L. And Rare.us.
Oh, is it on there, too? All right, that proves my point.
The Sun. This is for reals.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't believe you, I got to tell you.
What goes on in Florida? Why is it anytime a story like this happens, we have to announce that it's in Florida, but why do we need to? People just assume it must be in Florida, right? Yeah, it's in Florida.
Well, you're the one who explained that to me. I didn't, you know, I've only gone to Disney World. So really, I don't venture out much in the outskirts of Florida.
See, Florida is divided into a couple of different sections. You have your tourism section, which is Orlando and around Orlando. Then you have South Florida, which is Miami and Fort Lauderdale and probably into West Palm Beach a little bit. But then there's the whole rest of Florida, and it's really very strange. Very, very. Not that those other parts aren't also very strange. They're also a little bit strange, but it's the rest of Florida. And I love going there. Florida's a great place. It's very warm. Very warm. But, yeah, if you're out of the tourism centers, you know, like Miami, or you're out of Orlando.
Which I haven't really been, yeah, so.
It's very peculiar.
I mean, do you see some strangities when you're, like, at the Piggly Wiggly and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll see some strange things. Yeah.
I went to Cocoa Beach one time with the family. We drove there, and I do remember just the smell of the orange blossoms as you enter. It is the most amazing smell.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And then only Disney World, so I haven't.
Oh, yeah. You venture a little bit further out from those hubs, and it starts to feel a just like outer limits-y.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And no other state is really like that.
Not as much. No.
That's interesting.
I mean, every state has a pocket like that. There's a part of every state that where you just go, I don't know what year I'm in. I don't know. I don't know what this is. But Florida, a lot of Florida is like that. And the stories kind of, they back that up for some weird reason.
It sure seems like that.
I don't know why. Do you ever read any, there's an author named Carl Hyson.
Yes.
His stories all take place in Florida. Like Stephen King's all take place like in
the
New
East
England.
Coast.
Yeah. Hyson's work always takes place in Florida. And
there are some weird subjects in his book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Subjects meaning people.
Yeah.
Not, and subjects.
Yes. Yes. All right, today's show is coming to a close.
Sponsored by the letter P.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We want to thank everybody who was part of today's show. We had a great time. If all goes according to plan, we've got another one scheduled for tomorrow.
And you know what you should do, people, if you listen to the show or if you're just tuning in now, check out Kenan Watkins on Facebook. Really, you can just Google search him and you'll find this big, brawly, brawny dad does a sweet thing for his daughter. And
you can probably, there's a link, Kevin, or there will be a link on our Facebook page. We will get to that. There will be a link.
Yeah, because Father's Day is right around the corner, and it's a really good story.
No doubt about
Daddy
it.
Daddy Pooh.
Yeah, no doubt about
Billy
that.
Billy Pooh.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in.
Winnie the Pooh.
There's a guy who walks around with no pants, and no one says anything about that.
Oh, bother.
Everybody's fine with it. Winnie the Pooh walks around with no pants. Donald Duck.
Bill, they're cartoons.
I guess. All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks. Bye, Wendy. Thanks for coming in.
See you, Bill.
Bye.